This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
Mickey broke the record at Camp Benny's on oysters. About however many you can eat.
Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 40 years, and along with winning numerous national and local tournaments, Captain Mickey was recently inducted into the Saltwater Legends Hall of Fame.
Now, the reason I broke the record is I don't think I had enough money in my pocket to pay for all of them. Because if you break the record, everybody with you eats free.
Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. On a Saturday morning, I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show. This morning is Jace, our sponsors today. Allied Industrial Sales, the Belleville Meat Market, Angler U, and Boyd's One Stop. All right, looking at weather, 78 down on the island this morning. Looks like cloudy skies today. Early, they'll be followed by partial clearing later on in the day, but a stray shower, thunderstorms possible. Not much of a chance of that, really. But high of 84, east-northeast winds will be 10 to 20 today, and then some clouds tonight and clear skies overnight later after midnight, low of 77, east-northeast 10 to 15. And then for tomorrow, sunny with a high of 88, northeast winds 10 to 20. Pretty warm temperatures for October, I must admit. But cool front next week. We'll take it. All right, tides for today. These are Galveston Channel tide predictions, and there's three of them. We have a high at 4:40 a.m. this morning. It's a 1.6, then a low at 12:07 p.m., an 0.4, and a high at 8:13 p.m., a 1.7. Sunrise is 7:15 a.m., sunset 7 p.m., and our moon phase is 3%. All right, that pretty much covers everything with the winds, if I can find them here. We've got a little, looks like most everything this morning is northeast instead of east like they're calling for, but it won't come up. I just looked at it, and it will not pop up, but looked like most everything was northeast at 13 at the jetties and about the same at Eagle Point up in the north end of the complex. It was northeast at 9, but that'll do it. All right, well, let's get started with Bill Watkins over at Sabine Lake and see what he's got on his plate this morning. Good morning, Bill. What's going on?
Well, not much nothing. I took my grandson, Levi. You know, he's 15 years old now.
Yeah, boy, he's growing up fast.
Yeah, yeah. by the time I get him raised, I'll be gone. Who knows? But, yeah, we took off, me and him, and went and checked the northeast corner around the Sabine River, mouth of Sabine up it. And not much of nothing up there. No shrimp. I couldn't even mark any fish in the channels.
Yeah.
And so the shrimp are just not... They're still up in the far reaches of the bows. That's weird, huh?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
They're stuck up there. I guess it's because of the heat.
I guess, and warm temp or something.
Good northeast wind.
It is quite
wind.
Warm for October. It really is.
Yeah, the tide was falling real good. Water was fairly clear, and I tasted of it. It was salty.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, my, what in the world is going on? Normally, you pull into East Pass and put your down imaging on, and you'll see piles of bait. I didn't see anything.
Yeah.
It was like empty water.
That's kind of what I've been
this
seeing.
Time
I've
of
been
year.
Making all my movement, you know, running around looking at stuff that should be right that's not right. I mean, the conditions are right, but nothing's there.
Yeah. I don't understand weird. That. Now I know that there's some trout over on the North Levee Wall. So I think a lot of them moved up into the lake on that side. Probably that northeast wind's pushing everything over that way. It's been steady for days, you know. It's hard to fish over there, but if you catch the wind down, you can catch them off those rocks. So that's an option. And there's lots of small reds and trout over Texaco Island in the ship channel itself, Taylor's Bow. All of that area is holding fish right now, but you're going to have a little bit of a tough time catching a 15-inch fish.
Yeah.
They're there, you know. There's lots of 14ers right now. So, you know, the new Texas limit is working because you can't keep any anyway. So it's all good. It's all good.
What about Keys Lake? Do you ever hear anything out of Keys Lake anymore?
Oh, yeah, they're catching them in Keys Lake. I think maybe that the shrimp movement over on that area might be moving a little bit sooner.
Yeah.
You know, that's all shallow water back in there, 2, 3, 4 foot, except for the connecting channels in between the lakes. That's all fairly shallow water. And
how do you even get into that place anymore? Is there still a ramp in there?
Oh, they've got
they had one. It wasn't much of one.
No, they've got a new ramp. They built it several years ago, and it's got like 4 slots. Very nice concrete ramp. And, man, you can put a good boat in there.
I'm darn.
But you got to be careful where you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's no problem at all. It's a nice, big, spacious parking lot. And you pretty well get your boat in anytime you want to. They really did a nice job on that ramp. Nice slope to it, you know, no sharp edges, nothing. And that facility is very, very nice. So
I remember all the hoopla, you know, it was, remember when they stopped the entrance up there at out of the ship channel into there? Pipe across there, remember all that? And the Salt Club over there, everybody was protesting it, trying to get them to not, you know, do it, but they did it anyway.
Oh, well, the game warden actually stopped people from fishing in the cut itself for a long time.
What, from the ship channel side?
From the ship channel all the way through the pass into the lake. It was, the game wardens wouldn't, there was a sign there that said,
Why?
You can't fish this channel. Well, it got defeated eventually. One of the guides actually challenged that. Now, this has been 18, 20 years ago.
Yeah, it's been a while.
A guide actually, he just waited till the game warden got there and went up in there and fished and got a ticket. And took it to court, and that was the end of that. They defeated that.
I mean, I don't understand the purpose of not being able to fish it, especially on the lake side. And I remember that cut. You know, I hadn't fished it in years, but back when we did, it was full of big-time oyster beds. And, man, them fish would stack up in it. We used to catch some big fish out of that cut.
Oh, heck yeah.
You know, especially on the lake side, you know, where it dump out to the shallow part of the lake.
Yeah. 25 years ago, before I started guiding, I mean, it was probably 26 years ago, me and my friend used to fish, and there was a big old sign right there at the entrance of the lake on the lake side, and it said, you can't go in here. And we always would park right by the sign. You know, the oyster bed out in front of the lake out there was good. You could fish there. But they wouldn't let you in the pass. And I never understood that. I thought that's stupid.
I agree with you.
But that got taken away. somebody actually had guts enough to challenge it and took it to court, and it got defeated, and now everybody goes in there.
Yeah.
And now they've got a rock baffle that goes halfway across. They put rocks in the middle of the pass to kind of slow down the erosion.
Yeah.
And that's good fish holding structure. And on the channel side of it where the bridge is, that's a good area. And on the lake side, too. I rarely go in there because of, you know, the stringent limits. But
right.
Every once in a while, I'll slip in there and get me three.
And you still getting in the lake up the intercoastal where you can come in from that end? I know that's kind of risky, though.
You can go under that bridge, but you got to have a low-profile center console. You can. I had a Maverick Master Angler 21. I had two of those, and I had everything fixed for them.
Yeah,
I could fold my grab rail down and ease under there and go right on through. But that's difficult. Now it's even lower than it was before.
Right.
So best to just go launch in the right there. They dug that launching ramp right off of the fish pass, and you've got a little canal that goes around and connects to it. It's very, very nice.
Yeah, I remember there used to be a big, like a two-story house there with a ramp next to it.
Yeah, that was Junior's house.
Junior?
That was, yeah. Junior, he's passed on now. He was a really cool guy.
Was he?
And, yeah, they charged a dollar for launching at that ramp, and it was tricky.
It was hard
to keep it dredged out. Yeah.
It was real
but
flat,
hey,
man. You had to really cop stop it when you slam on the brakes and slide your boat off.
I put in there many, many times, but now that they've got this new facility, it's nothing.
Yeah.
You can put in. You got to be careful running those back bays because, you know, sometimes you got a foot and a half of water and it's mud, and there's a shell reef back in there in what they call Shell Lake.
Uh-huh.
And you run on that, you'll scratch the bottom of your boat up.
Yep.
And if you get a cold front, northwester, and push all the water out,
you're done.
You better, yeah, don't get back in there because the mosquitoes will kill you. That's a heck of a place to get stuck. You'd be there overnight sometimes.
I wouldn't want to spend the night out there, I promise you.
No. No, you'd be sucked dry. But that's an interesting place, and there are fish in there, but now that they've improved the launching access, I don't fish the back lakes anymore because it's too much boat traffic.
Yeah, too much pressure.
Yeah, it's if you catch it just right, you can catch a pile of fish back in there, and redfish too.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And I think they actually, Parks Wildlife actually stocks the back bays back in there, way back in the very, very back. They put little baby trout back there and redfish, and that gives them a chance to grow up.
Right.
Before they get eaten, you know. And shoot, man, that's a, it's a really, really neat estuary.
People don't realize how large that estuary is between there and, you know, to East Bay, East Galveston Bay, all the parts between those two areas. It's just tons of it along the intercoastal.
Well, they've got you know, weirs and baffles and stuff that you can't go up any of the bios, mostly except Spindle Top.
Yeah.
There's very little access back into the marsh because they've lined all that with rock. You know, the whole intercoastal swamp is rocks. Mostly.
It sure does make a lot of baby fish and crab, shrimp, everything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can go down that rock line fishing with a little mauler and a jig. Set it down about 2 foot. And you catch redfish. You know, there's all kinds of critters back in there.
Yeah.
Well, but there's a lot of barge traffic.
There sure is. Let me knock this break out, Bill. Hold on a second. All right. Well, folks, if you're needing pipe, valves, fittings, instrumentation, fasteners, or gaskets, and you need them fast, well, look no further than Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. They're your one-stop shop for all of your petrochemical supply needs with a full fleet of delivery trucks and same-day delivery. There's no need to wait weeks for other distributors. Let Allied deliver today. And looking for that hard-to-find item, and you can't wait long on deliveries? Their sales team has over 100 years of combined experience, and they're here to support you from start to finish. Whether you're on a 24/7 maintenance project or ground-up construction, Allied does it all. And remember, the first three letters of Allied are all, and that's exactly what they do. Call Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated and let them handle all of your needs, 281-332-6224, or check them out at sales@alliedinc.com. That's 281-332-6224.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. if you've persevered through. You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 419 here in the Bayou City on a Saturday morning. All right, Bill, we're back.
All right. I'm here with you, buddy.
Let's roll.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, we were talking about Keith Lake Chain.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like 5 different lakes back there and some smaller ones off to the side. And that's... There is another launching ramp at Sea Rim, all the way down Old Highway 87.
Right.
It's about 8 or 9 miles from Sabine Pass, and you go straight down Old 87, and when you come to the end down there, there's an area that you can go in, and it's crabbing. There's a bridge back in there, and a pretty good size marsh lake.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some nice crabs in there if you like the crab.
Yeah.
And you can crab off that bridge, and it's a board bridge, and goes to an oil location back on the Intracoastal somewhere. And I've never actually been all the way to the Intracoastal, but there's a launching ramp at the Texas Parks and Wildlife Facility back in there. Before you get to the entrance to Sea Rim, and you can launch there, and there's a straight ditch cut all the way to that very back lake. I think it's Fence Lake is the back lake, and then you got what they call, I think, 10 Mile Bayou that goes way back in there, and that goes to that very back marsh lake. I don't even know what the name of that is, and that's where that board bridge is where the people crab.
Right.
And that's the one they stock a bunch of fish in every year. And when those little trout and redfish come out of there, they get up to about, 8-10 inches, and then they start coming out into the main lakes. And it's pretty interesting to see.
Trying to be big boys.
Yeah, they're trying to be big boys. And they go all out there. And some of the redfish back in there don't remember how to get back to the Gulf. There's some 40 and 45-inch reds in there.
Lord.
Not me. Big old honkers.
Yeah, buddy. Melon heads.
Yeah. Yeah, melon heads. And I don't know how they survive back in there when it gets hot, but they do.
Boy, redfish are durable. They can take heat and cold a lot better than trout.
They can handle it.
They're durable fish.
Yep. Well, there's some bass back in the very backs of those places. It's an interesting place to fish.
Yeah.
Just go there when the tide's high and be careful where you go.
Yeah. Well, with this fall equinox, this would be a good time to fish areas like that, kind of learn them before all the water leaves.
Yeah. Yeah, during the fall, you can... I like to fish there from January the 1st through maybe... the end of March.
Yeah.
On the pretty days, boy, you can catch some fish in there. I caught some nice trout up 5 pounds in there. Way in the back. Yeah. There's some deeper canals that connect the lakes. If it narrows down, that water action moving in and out will cut those channels down to about 8 feet. And you can have some real serious fish.
Yeah, them fish all pile in there, stack up.
Oh, they do. Yep. Yeah, they do. And
won't be a lot of fishing like that during the winter, you know, behind these fronts.
Yep.
Fishing areas yep. like that.
But that intercoastal, I mean, not the intercoastal, but the ship channel going by the fish pass. Mm-hmm. Going into Keys Lake, that channel's deep, and it funnels a lot of fish in and out of that fish pass.
Right.
And they will move up in that fish pass, which is, you know, anywhere from 12 foot deep to 9 foot deep toward the lake.
Yeah.
And it's lined with oysters on the bottom, live oysters.
Just and, solid pig ears everywhere.
Oh, yeah, they will. You get hung up on that crap pretty easy.
Yeah, you can break off some jig heads in there, buddy.
Yeah, carry a lot of them when you go. But that's some good fishing right there at times.
Well, we've got a front next week. Looks like around Wednesday, Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yeah.
And
well, is it going to come in northwest or northeast?
It's going to be a northeast type of front. It's
okay.
And then looks like we have another one that following Monday. But the good thing about it, it's going to push all that guff, whatever that thing is trying to form in the guff, it's going to push it over towards Florida and be a rainmaker. They don't look for a big development out of it. Hopefully not.
Good. I hope they don't, because everybody over in that world is devastated right now.
Oh, and they're still coming off that African coast over there. Man.
Well, it's the water temperature is still 82, you know.
Yep.
Everywhere in the lake and gulf and everywhere else. So it's everything's just stuck right now. But I could not believe how salty the water was up in the north of the lake.
It's the way it is up salty. My way. Well, after we had you know, Hurricane Beryl, it pumped a lot of Gulf water in.
Yes, it did.
And then you had that other cane over there that, you know, I can't keep up with them, whatever the name of that one was, before Helene. it brought you some tide over there, too, so.
Yeah, it got up about 2 or 3 feet.
Yeah,
didn't stay for the day, but...
Well, that's a lot of salt water.
Yeah, it's... It almost turned that lower ship channel green, almost.
Yeah.
I mean, that would have been the first time this year, because we've had some serious freshwater issues.
Yeah, we really have.
But those fish are going back north now.
I hope so. I hope nothing comes so they'll stick and start growing up there, and we kind of get back to some normalcy.
Yeah, jeez. I think most of them are going up the ship channel and around into the mouth of the Neches and coming back down. That's my line of thinking, because that salted up first. And
it always does. They'll use that channel and come around Pleasure Point and then feed back down that levee wall.
Yeah. And that's a big issue right there. And there'll be a lot of shrimp coming out of the mouth of the Neches River from Bessie Heights Marsh and all of that area. So everything's just on hold right now, but when it starts, it'll be on like a chicken bone.
Well,
I mean, it'll happen.
A lot of us are waiting patiently.
Yeah, we are. We're all.
You think about this entire year, fishing wise. It's been a very unusual, strange year. Just, you know, all the different things to contend with, and yeah, it's just been crazy.
Yeah, if you could catch fish consistently this year, you were a hero. So that's just the way it's going to be. When you have these fresh years, that's the way it has to be. You have to bob and weave and stay one step ahead of them because they do move. And they'll show up in places that you wouldn't think, and then they'll be gone from there the next day or two.
Yeah.
It was very inconsistent. I did have to burn a lot of gas. That was several mornings there that I took off fishing, and I might have to go to three or four different spots and not even catch a fish, and then all of a sudden we'd be on them, you know. And the rest would be history, I guess.
Yeah.
But we did. Yeah. We caught lots of trout this year.
Yeah. It was better than last year.
Last year I did it actually better.
Did you? I'm speaking for over here. I misspoke. I'm speaking for over this way. I think it was a little better this year.
Yeah, I bet it was. But over here it was, we had real consistent fishing, and once it started into that drought, it got really good. That was crazy.
Well, and the thing now, too, that we're contending with, we've got good water all over both of our bay systems now, and it's spread these fish out. They're moved, and they're a lot looser. They're not as, you know, piled up as they were the schools. They've kind of spread out, and they're kind of, well, they're just looking to see where they're going to winter.
That's true. And once they figure that out, I caught fish all the way up to Orange last year.
Yeah, you did.
I don't think they'll do that this year. I don't think they're going to move that. The water stayed fresh too long.
Yeah.
I think they'll probably settle in around East Pat and over to mouth of the Neches. That's where they'll go.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you know, the average Joe that doesn't stay on top of it and don't fish it all the time, they have no idea how much fresh water did come down our rivers this year.
Oh, wow.
Lord.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Really was. Could be worse. It could be, you know, North Carolina and Georgia and all over that way. Boy, that was just unbelievable flooding, wasn't it? We've had bigger rainfall amounts, but it didn't leave the trail of destruction like that, you know, with that, you know, the Appalachian Mountains and all that mountainous terrain and hills and valleys. And I'll tell you, it'd be shocking to see it firsthand. If it looks like that on television, there's just no, I can't comprehend.
Every drainage is probably...
It just carved out the earth everywhere. It's going to take 10, 15 years to get that place back right.
I can't even imagine. Yeah, that's pretty nuts. You're right.
Well, that storm there, it's breaking records every day, the more they learn from it. That was a big one.
Yeah, and I think the water damage is the worst.
Yes. Well, that wind, the wind field was unbelievable, too. It was 132 miles wider than Katrina was.
Oh, man.
You know, and it was a 4. Katrina was, what, a 3?
Yeah.
So you can just imagine.
So there'll be bodies they'll never find.
Yeah, it's...
Buried in the mud.
Buried forever. All right, Bill. Well, hey, buddy. It's always good talking to you. If somebody wants to call you about coming over and fishing with you this fall and winter, how do they get a hold of you, man?
409-673-9211.
All right, bud. Well, you have a good weekend, and I'll talk to you next week. And if you go, catch them up. You got it, bud.
I should be fishing. Okay, buddy. Take care.
Thanks, Bill. See you, man. All right. That's Bill Watkins over at Sabine Lake. If you're looking for a ultimate outdoor adventure, well, welcome to Rusty Hook Ranch, a premier hunting and fishing destination. That's in Matagorda, Texas. And whether you're after waterfowl, quail, thermal hog, even alligator hunts, Rusty Hook Ranch has it all. And don't forget about their top-tier Matagorda Bay fishing charters also. And you can bring your friends, your clients, let the boys at Rusty Hook Ranch take care of everything from five-star lodging, skeet shooting, sporting clays, to a fully stocked bass pond. Your weekend there will be one you won't soon forget. So if you need a place for team building, family reunions, or weddings, or other events, Rusty Hook Ranch can sleep large groups of up to 40 people, and they can host events for up to 300 people. So why wait? Experience the best of Rusty Hook Ranch. Book your adventure today, RustyHookRanch.com. That's RustyHookRanch.com, and tell them Captain Mickey sent you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, 440 here in the Bayou City. Let's run up to Conroe now. Let's check in with the fish dude. Richard, good morning. How are you, buddy?
You know I'm good, Mickey. How about yourself?
Oh, it's all fine, my friend.
I hear you. I'm still loving these temperatures out, though. It's nice and cool this morning. You know, even though it's out of the 60s, it's up in the 70s now. So it's 73 this morning, but it's still good. Ain't no doubt. And I kind of hate to harp on it, but I think we talked about it a couple weeks ago. I was on my way a while ago, and there's a nice little 8-point I keep seeing in the same spot every day. I mean, that rascal, he's looking good, too. Nice chocolate horn, big old 8-point. You know, he's not a 150 class 8, but he's a good 130 anyway. So that's I'll enjoy watching him this time of year. You know, last time I think I talked about him, he was still in velvet. Now he's got all that velvet rubbed off, and he's looking good. But that's all right. It's funny how they'll show up in the same spots year after year, and you just kind of keep seeing them. And eventually he's going to get hit by a dying car, but that's the nature of the beast, especially when they get around the rut and everything. But we're going to work on some catfish this morning. We're just going to see if we can't fill the boat up with them.
There you go.
So, see how them knuckleheads are acting this morning. Because the water temperature ought to be cooling down pretty good. And I know there's going to be a bunch of bass guys out there today, too, because they got that Tuesday night championship going on. And that's one of the deals end of the year for most of the tournament stuff. So, this I know this weekend is the Tuesday night championship. Next weekend is they got the weekend series stuff that they do over there. And they got that championship going on. So for the next two or three weekends, there'll be several championship tournaments going on. And then it kind of settles down for the year, and you just have a few little club-type tournaments, and then the Sunday morning stuff out of Stallway. And then it'll kind of die off till about time change next year. January it'll start up, because January, I think MLF's coming over.
Yeah, February and March and more. Big bass city, baby.
I guarantee it starts getting. But I'll tell you what, there's a friend of mine caught one over 10 the other day, so I hadn't talked to him yet. But
I've been hearing of a 10 out here and there, you know.
Yeah. So, and it's still aggravating. This year has been one of the worst years for me in big fish. I'll catch, you know, and I say normally, I didn't catch one last year, but
you don't spend enough time on it. You got too many irons in the fire. You're fishing for catfish one day and hybrids the next, and I mean
that's just,
you got to get after them bass and stay on them 7 days a week, man. It's like trout
pretty much. But I'm gonna tell you right now, Mickey, most years I'll catch 3 10-pounders a year, or right at it. You know, year before last, my biggest one was 998, so it was close.
That's
what I think.
2 100s, I mean, you can call that a 10. I'll let you fight on that one.
I hear you, but you know, the thing is,
picture weighed 15.
I know it. That's the way it works, you know, and that's what's funny. You know, I'll catch those big fish a lot. You know, like I say, a lot. Three times a year, typically I'll catch me one right around 10 pounds. And, you know, I kind of take it for granted because a lot of people don't ever catch a 10-pounder in their life. I mean, it's a weird thing. But once you, you know, and I tell people this all the time whenever I take them bass fishing, you know, I fish for big fish. I don't like fishing for little ones. You know, people can go out and you can little fish all day long and you'll catch a whole ton of them. I mean, I've got a couple of little spots where I can take a drop shot and throw it up in there and it's like these ditches and stuff with a little drain pipe or something coming out. And there's at times you can catch 100 of them, but they ain't no bigger than your finger. And it's like, you know, they're fun to catch, but you know, I'm not interested. I want something that's gonna pull and get my heart pumping, you know, making me think I can't get him in the boat, you know. And that's the stuff that's fun to me. And like, you know, this time of year, everything's kind of changing on those bass. You know, there'll be some that'll be under docks. There'll be some that, you know, they're looking for shade and stuff like that, and they're ambushing bait fish around the posts of those docks. And then you'll have others that'll be out in open water on brush piles and stuff like that. And then you'll have those that are out there just chasing schools of bait for the scopers out there, you know. And, once you kind of get on them and figure out a little pattern of some sort, stick with it and hang to it. You know, the open water fish typically are crankbait fish, so you can go out there and just start chunking a crankbait. And that's, you know, that's a fun bite right there when you catch them on those big crankbaits, because, you know, some people be catching them on like a 10XD Strike King crankbait. You know, that rascal dived down there 20 feet, you know, and it's as big as your dying hand when you go to chunk it. So you got a 5 or 6 ounce weight basically you're chunking out there. And then other times they'll be on a little square bill where you're chunking up against the rocks and stuff like that. But they're this time of year they tend to get a little more active. You catch some topwater fish early because the water temperature's dropping, the bait fish are moving, stuff like that. So that's, you know, that's the things you gotta kinda pay attention to and adapt to as the weather conditions change, as the wind changes, as, you know, water temperatures vary, stuff like that. And depending on your habitat, you know, like the grass up there, I'm horrible about trying to hang in that grass and catch some fish in that grass because, you know, I found some nice ones in there. You know, I found some sixes and sevens in there at times, but I've not found a giant in there yet. But there's, you know, they're coming. I mean, it's like, you know, like when I went over to Canyon and went to flipping those jigs with Tony over there. I mean, there's, yeah. I finally ran across a jig that works great in that grass. And you know, it's a guy that I've been competing against since the 80s. And he started making these jigs and it's a bad boy. I guarantee you, it comes through the grass good. And you know, they're big giant jigs and he's one of those guys that has beat me in so many different tournaments, and you know, not by a lot, but he's, you know, like one year we had a pro-am on Lake Livingston, for example, and it was a 2-day deal, and I was leading it. Actually, I was in third the first day, and the second day I missed out by 0.25 on the win, and the reason for that is because I had one fish that died on me. And I, you know, it was one of those things. I got penalized that quarter of a pound, and he beat me by just a little, like 0.20. And it's like, man, how in the world? He's just one of those guys that's naturally good with a jig. And I love jig fishing. His name's Tim Renaud. He's got Renaud jigs is what it is. So it's, you know, he's just, he's a bad boy with a jig. That's all I can say. I mean, that rascal, because he has hauled me out several times. And, you know, back then, back in the 80s and 90s, especially throughout the 90s, his partner's name was Philip Marks. Philip's dead now. I think he had cancer and he passed away. But he used to be a Strike King guy. You know, he was in with Strike King and worked with them on their designs of their baits and stuff. So, and both of them teamed up, you could hardly beat them, especially on Rayburn. I mean, they would consistently bring in 30 plus pound stringers all the time. So, you know, it's one of those deals where You know, all these years of doing it with a jig, he's figured out the way. It's a line through jig. You use a, instead of tying your line to an eye, you tie it to a split ring in the back of the head.
I got all those old line through jigs, you know, from way back in the day that work really good. You put a split ring on them and then slide it over the hook and put your put your crawl worm or whatever on there, and boy, they're good. I like
I'll tell you what, they work through that grass really good. It's amazing how well they come through.
Oh, yeah, they do. So. They do. All right, Richard, we're already out of time, buddy. Somebody wants to call you about coming up to Conroe and wetting a line. Give them some info.
Yeah. All right, Mickey, anyone get in touch with me at 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. Just check out the Fish Dudes Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishdudetx.com or just check out the webpage, fishdudetx.com.
That'll work. All right, Richard, have a good weekend. Good talking to you, man. See you.
Yes, sir. Y'all have fun.
Later now. All right. Now let's run down to Matagorda. Let's check in with Captain Charlie Paradosky. Charlie P., good morning.
Good morning.
What's up?
Same old stuff. Waiting for a weather change.
Boy, aren't we?
Wind's blowing. Everybody.
Yeah, I got a little northeast up this way this morning, about 13.
Well, we've had northeast winds for...
Yeah, they keep calling for due east, but I'm getting up my way is northeast.
Yeah, I saw more northeast than east yesterday.
Yes,
and me too. Quite a bit of it.
Right.
You know, we had this trout blast tournament here. I think there's 127 boats in it.
Goodness.
And I weighed fish Thursday, and we caught them pretty good, and... In about 3-4 different places, and I picked a place to go in the dark, and there was two boats sitting there when I got there, so typical.
That's why last week you fished out of the boat, because you knew that was going to happen.
Yes. Yeah.
And there's, I think, the JH Performance Boats Tournament's today.
Today.
Yeah.
Then we got a big group out of Binks Lodge. There's another lodge with a big group. And
goodness.
It'll be a typical Saturday. But that tournament yesterday, it was dominated by croaker fishermen.
Yeah.
I mean, they just, you know, usually by now they're not using them. But
that's a year-round deal now.
They were in full force yesterday, and they caught them. Them buckets were full. Full tables yesterday. My kid, he caught me the big red of the artificial division, 8-6.
Well, that's awesome.
That's a good one. But
that's a good red, you betcha.
But we didn't catch a lot of fish yesterday.
Right.
But a lot of fish caught. There's a lot of fish in our base systems to be caught. We just, you know, we need some fronts bad.
Yeah, we do. Well, we got one next week, so that'll be a blessing. We'll be in a, they're showing Houston area low 60s. Boy, that's going to feel good.
Yeah, it will. It will.
Still going to get up in the 80s during the day, but, man, you start out the day like that, that's sweet.
Yeah. It's nice and cool every morning when you leave the dock, but it changes.
It don't last long,
quick.
Does it?
No. It changes pretty quick.
Yeah, it does, especially when the sun comes out.
Yep.
Warms up fast.
The way this year's going, well, you can be wading wet one day and you'll be in waders the next day. It'll change quick. So you don't know.
Yeah.
Change is good.
Well, when it gets right is when you got to wear those waders every day. Man, it's getting right.
That's right. I like that. I like that.
Just don't drink too that, much coffee in the mornings.
No. Yeah. But that's about what's going on over here right now, Mickey. Just lots of people in town.
Amazing.
Yeah. So... We'll see what happens.
Fish limits hadn't curtailed fishing pressure, has it?
No. No. It, you know, it stopped a few people, but, and you have to talk to them about it too. And that, you know, that helps, but, Most people don't care. They really don't. They really don't. I think we've got a lot of fish in our bay system. I think this fall's really, really going to be good. Whenever fall gets here, Jesus Christ.
It's taking its time.
Yeah.
And we have seen these kind of weird years where you just go straight from summer to winter. You just bypass fall and just gets cold.
Yeah, and then we've seen other ones where no winter.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm good with that.
Me too. Stay nice and mild the whole damn year.
I would love to see that.
Yeah, but it's a good time of the year. You come in from fishing, you got some baseball to watch or football or...
Yeah, we got four ball games today, not counting, look at all the college football, and, man, crazy Saturday today.
Yeah, it is. But
that's why I got a lot done yesterday, so I can kick back and watch some fall ball.
Yeah. Yeah, man, you got the cream of the crop playing baseball now, and
yeah,
nothing but great teams, and it ought to be interesting. I'd rather not be the Yankees and the Dodgers, I can tell you that. But
well, it may not be.
I hope not.
I think the Padres are kind of a sleeper.
Yeah.
I'd like to see them spank him Dodgers, man. Wouldn't that be some of the Mets end up beating the Yankees once they play?
If they ever get to that.
And Mets got to get through Philadelphia first.
Yeah. Philadelphia's a sleeper. They can get strong real quick.
I'll tell you what, that was a showdown we had with them. We beat them, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
That was a good series. When Yordan smashed that big one off that straightaway center off that green wall out there, that just pulled the wind out of their sails. I watched them shrink. That was good stuff.
It was.
It ain't going to happen this year, but maybe next year, man. All right, yep. Charlie. Somebody wants to come over and play with you. How do they get a hold of you, man?
Cell phone, 713-725-2401.
All right, Charlie. Well, have a good one. Watch your boats.
Too.
All right, man. Later.
Take care.
All right, that's Captain Charlie Paradoski in Matagorda. Time for a break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.